Hey friends, Heather Creekmore here. I am so glad that you're joining us for day four of the Spring Break Free. This is our series running the whole month of April, bonus episodes to help you get a grip on your body image before summer gets here. I hope that this will change your heart and you will feel new, fresh, refreshed perspective on your body image before summer arrives. On April 29th, we're having a big party on Zoom, 7:30 p.m. Central. Mark your calendar, and you can ask any questions that come out of this series at that party. So I hope you will make plans to be there. Remember, I recorded this series about 4 years ago, so the audio isn't awesome, but turn your volume up just a little bit, and I think you're going to get a ton out of it. Also, don't forget to go to comparedtowho.me, and you can get questions that accompany every single day of this series. So if you really want to break free, go to the blog, find Spring Break Free on it, and get the questions that go with each day's message. Hope that this series will bring you new freedom. I can't wait to hear how God helps you break free this spring.
Today, I just want to tell you a little bit about my story, why I talk about this, why I write about this body image stuff. I mean, it's totally embarrassing for the most part. So why would anyone choose to make this the focus of their writing and speaking? That's what I want to share with you today. My story started like so many other stories do. I was in elementary school and I remember having those first thoughts that my legs were too big. My mom had bought me this pair of pink pleather pants. I had begged her for them. Some of y'all don't know what pleather is. It was popular in the 80s. I think they call it vegan leather now, maybe. But anyway, it's fake leather and it's very hot. And I don't mean stylish. I mean, it's hot because it doesn't breathe at all. But I had this pair of pink leather pants and I looked at myself in the mirror and there was a young girl looking in the mirror and staring at my thighs thinking, you know what, my legs are too big. And so I did what most girls and many women do. The next day as I went to school, I looked around and I compared the size of my legs to the size of the legs of the other girls in my class. And you know what I discovered? My legs were a little bigger. And what that triggered for me over the next years and even decades was a battle against genetics and a battle against my body image. When I got to junior high school, I started dieting. I was using SlimFast by the time I was 12 or 13, and that was a popular dieting method then. By the time I got to high school, I was doing this form of dieting that you would call seeing how long I could go without eating. And then eating everything in sight because I was ravenously hungry. I could make it through all day at school and just be too busy to eat and feel like I was doing good and was going to be getting thinner that way. And then I'd get home and I'd binge because I was just hungry. The time I got to college, I was still struggling. I had one goal before I went away to college, and that was to be as thin as possible because I was more afraid of gaining that freshman 15 than I was of meeting friends or college work being too hard. I mean, that freshman 15, that's what I was concerned about. And so I got to college, and instead of just gaining 15, I gained 20 pounds that first semester. And what that started for me was a cycle of going away to college and then coming home on breaks and trying to lose the weight and oftentimes fasting to see if I could lose the weight faster that way. But then my sophomore year of college, I lost my period because my eating habits were so whacked out. I tried to dabble in exercise a little bit, but I wasn't very good at it. So most of what I did to control my weight was done through dieting. And in my heart, in my head, I was miserable. I was always thinking about how I could make my body look different. I was consumed with thoughts that I was fat, and I was constantly worried that other people thought this about me too. And it was a struggle, and that's where my struggle began. I was young, and there's so many other women out there. I know maybe even you're watching this, and your struggle started when you were young too, and now you're like I am decades away from that, and you're wondering, can I ever be free from this? It's been this way for so long. Will things ever be different? And today I want to tell you that I am different, and I'm going to share the rest of my story over the next couple of days on the spring break free. But just know today that there is hope for you, that you can feel differently about your body and you can find freedom.
Heather here. Can I ask a huge favor of you? If something in the show has touched your life, would you leave me a review on iTunes? Throughout the month of April, I'll be giving away 2 free hours of coaching with me to one person who leaves a review. Screenshot your review and then drop it to me in an email so I know you want to enter. If you've already reviewed the show, that's okay. You can still enter too. I'll give you 5 bonus entries if you post the screenshot of your review on Facebook or Instagram stories and tag me. Thank you so much for your consideration and for your help. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.